starting on some Zion of Bays, right after the mission at the bottom of the page. So we have the story of Yitzchak ben Akatzav, who was a Kohen, and because of the invasion of the Romans into Yerushalayim, his wife became mother to him. Tanavapalkan, the Rishon says that Ye'icha lo bayis b'chatzera, he gave her a place to live in his chatzer. So they never had yichud. So just the two of them in the chatzer, because the children would always be with them. So can this person do a kayin? Rely on the same type of arrangement for a case of a grusha, because a grusha is an issur d'oraisa. So on the other hand, he's drawn to her because it's his wife. Over here, she's a zayna, and he's drawn to her. But over here, it's a din d'rabbanan, because meraisa meker, then she's materis. So maybe we allow this arrangement because only issur d'rabbanan. Hasam hu d'bishri hikila. Maybe that scenario which we just mentioned of Rishchai ben Akatzav, over there we're meker because meker, then she's really mutter d'oraisa. I will hach a lo, but by Gerusha, which is Nisha the Rice in that. Adim aloshno, we would allow this to be in a case of Gerusha as well. Toshma.
Not clear which part is really being questioned. In other words, is it the Bechatzera or is it this?
The Bechatzera, right, the Bechatzera, because there's the living in a close proximity like this. There's a potential for them being drawn to each other.
Right, so it's not the actual the way of avoiding yichud.
Correct. Toshma, the Tanya Hamagarish is Ishtoi, Lotinose Bishkunosoi. We can't even allow her to remarry and live in the same shkuna. Shkuna was an area of a few houses near each other, because since they know each other and they can pick up signs from each other, and so they might be able to be meramez onto the other and come to the vera of znus after she's remarried. Even if she's not remarried, she's a grusha. So even with the mavi, which is much more expansive than a shkuna. Shkuna, the Gemara in Gittin says a shkuna was three batim. So they're mamash like right, they're next door neighbors, or you know, two houses down type of a thing. But the mavi can be multiple chatzeres, there can be multiple in a mavi, and even that is zoser. It's a kinesh that the issur of grusha, who's a pnuya, is more cow to the kayan than the issur of ish. So therefore, the concern, even if they're fairly close by, we're more concerned about the possibility of avera. Now, in hoy kfar katan, if the whole city was just a little village, zehoy maisa, this was the story which took place. Okay, the whole little village, so that's one big mavi, so that now we have the same din. So now somebody's got to move. So the word says, me needs to be named me. Who can force who to move? Is the man of a right to stay and the woman has to move somewhere else, or vice versa? Toshma, the Tanya, he nitchas mipanov, me no nitcha mipanel. She has to leave. But v'im ha'is ha'chotz shaloh, if she actually owned it, who needs to be panel? Then you know she's the one who owned the house. She brought it into the house part of her dowry. Nadunya, she brought into the brought the house into the marriage. So it's her house.
What's the reason that she gets pushed off, that she has to move?
the well, the Gemara is going to say in a second. So let's hold on. If they both own property there, it wasn't a question she's going to buy a house to move to live here, or right? But they both already own property there. So what's the law in that case? The Gemara says Toshma. Well, he nitzlis me ponob. So he says she is nitzlis because of him. So Mamai asking, what was the scenario? Ilame b'chotzer shaloi pshita. We understand that we know what they can't live together, and he already owns over here. So obviously, she shouldn't buy in and get property over here now. Ela b'chotzer shaloi. So what was the case? It was her chotzer. No, but Tanya, my is a chotzer shaloi. Who nitzlis me ponob? Elav ki gavna. So the case has to be that they both own over here. We say, well, now that you both own over here, one of you has to leave. And it says she has to leave. The verse says, no. Dilma the Augur Mager. The case was that neither one owned anything over there. They both were renting. So that's the scenario which the Bryce is talking about. But the case they both owned, maybe once she already owns over here, so she has a right to stay. My Havi Allah Toshma, it says, the Pasuk says, Hine Hashem Metaltacha Tiltuli Gover. The Russian is going to send you into the travails of exile like a man. Vamar Rav, Rav explains this Pasuk. And the travails of exile of a woman are not travails. What does it mean, travails of exile of a man? Tzatzuli, the gabra cautioned me to eat. A man not being in his place is more difficult to deal with issues than a woman. So that's shout in the pasuk. The version said the Navi is warning Klal Yisrael that the difficulties are going to go to are going to be along the level of that which a man would suffer under these circumstances. But that's why we say over here that if we have somebody has to leave, it's easier for a woman to leave than it is for a man. Now you can grapple with the psychological underpinnings of that, but that's what the Mora says. Okay. So let's see Rashi. So holding Rashi on the Gemara and Chavzayin and Beis right after the Mishnah. Vaful became Shastra love the Fisha Kayan Shakayan Haya. Even though we answered this woman to him because she's a Kayan, they still live in the same Chatzar. She Yotza Vuba Chatzar, when she was stepping out, he's in the Chatzar. So she would go out first before her children. So there was never a point where all the children had left. It was just her and him in the chatzar. Yotze b'resh b'nei. She had banim imahem shlo yisyachdu. She wouldn't. She would go out first because if she would go out last, the children would go out first. They'd have yichud. She didn't b'resh b'nei. When she would come in, she'd come in last. Kedei shlo yehu b'hi b'chatzar. We don't want the situation that if she come in first, the only two of them will be in the chatzar. Somewhere wants to know about Grusha. I can't. Grusha, Kayan Shagira says, Yishtoi, Ma'u Lodri Ivan Bechatzar. The case where she's a Grusha, can they live together in the same chatzar? So says Abraisa, if a man's begarish his wife and she remarries, she can't move into the same, she can't live in the same shkuna. Pishamakira b'remizu sabakitzasav, he recognizes her different types of hintings, and shloyavur l'deaveru, because then they can signal to each other, and they come to do an avera of being mazana tachas bala. You know, you call you. Feel when you say. See, I don't feel 100%. My voice is not strong. Please don't fight me. I can't. I have a little bit of respect. You know, you call and I feel when you say. So that imay b'mavi, shema yavu aleha, because they're afraid that there's an issur grusha, and if they live in the same mavi, he might be drawn to her, and they might have beer. Kind of also b'grusha. Abi Yisrael calls manch lo nisayis tada b'shkunasa. We see that by case of Yisrael, not only is the Mavi not Osir, but even the Shkun is not Osir, as long as he's not remarried. Rav Garis, Mahai Krosh Min Allah. So Rav explained, based on this pasuk, this idea of Tatuli the Gav. Turn Rabbanu, says the Gemara. Lava Himeno Benitze Aviho. She had property, and he borrowed from her property, from her Nitze Aviho, while they were married. And now they're divorced, and he has to pay her back. And if Ras Al Yadayatrash, and she comes to collect, she shouldn't come to collect herself. She should send somebody else to do it, because otherwise, the two of them are going to have these interactions. We don't want to, we're going to discourage that. Omer of Sheshes, Vyasla Kaman the Dinna, Loy Masakin and Lahu. We're not going to get involved even in a court case between the two of them, because it's when people, the two people are fighting with each other, they're interacting with each other. So that still creates a connection. But Zatamura.
Is she remarried?
The pasuk is going back on the case of Kayan, I think. But we will put a pressure on him of a cherim. So we will put a cherim on him until he pays it back. You know, we know that she has a case, so she can come to Bez and present the situation. We won't judge the case. We'll put a pressure on him to take care of it. If we see that it's clearly a case where he owes the money, there's no doubt, there's no problem, she just has to pressure him. We could even put physical malchus on him to pressure him to do it. Okay. I'm sorry, to what?
To do what? To pay her back.
To pay her back. Omer of Nachman, Tatana Be'ebel Rabosi, we learned in the collection of Brises, which is referred to as Abel, which has Lach Levelis. Rabosi, there's two of them, so there's a large one and a small one, so it's called Abel Rabosi. We actually have it, what we refer to as Menesetha Smachus. This feeling of closeness is only after they had been nasui together, and then she's divorced. They don't have that type of a connection that we're concerned that they're going to be drawn to each other. They never lived together, and therefore she could come collect it directly. How Oris Varasasa also look at made the rabba. He was a kohen, and she's now a grusha. And they came to have a din in front of rabba. Yosef Ravada Ramasna Kameh. Ravada Ramasna was present. He was sitting there as one of the Talmidim when this happened. And Uki Rabba Shlucha Ben Tayu. Rabba put a proxy, put a shliach in between. Because we said that we're not nizkik to judge between the two of them. So he made some type of an agent in between. So Rabba Ramasta said to Rabba, Vomer Rav Nachman, Tana Bebel Rabasi, that if it's a case of a grusha from the Erisim, we're not worried about them being drawn to each other. So why did you feel it necessary to put a shliach? Amalei, so Rabbi said, "Kachazinon, the kagaisi bedori." The whole head is because they're not comfortable with each other, because they haven't actually lived together. But over here, I saw that that's not true. I saw that they're very comfortable with each other. Ikad Amri, some say that the version of the story was a little bit different. The loy uki Rabbi shliach ben tai. Rabbi did not appoint a shliach. So Rabbi Ramasna asked him, why doesn't the master, why does the Rava appoint the shliach over here? So Rava said back, that you don't need a shliach. So Amalei, so Rav Master said to Rava in this version, Hani lehechadol gaisi badari, Hani kachazina lehu the gaisi badari. We see they're very comfortable with each other. So even though it's an erison, you would need the shliach. Okay. Zok Rashi. Love Haymenu. B'yosef tachto. He borrowed from her while they were still married. And b'nichse b'yoshoy b'yod b'nichse maluk. She had property, and he borrowed from it. The kayan she gave to Ishta Kamara. In the case of a kayan, now she's a grusha. And if he can't come collect directly. She would say she can't come to collect directly. Shalayikravu about Bidorim, because they're gonna have a conversation and he'll be drawn to her. We have Rabosi Masakta he Rakarna saw smokhis. It's Masakta, which we refer to it as smokhis. So Mr. Shana, this is the beginning, the first it's a collection of brises. The first brisa is a guy says a reu kachal the chol tavorav. That's where how it starts. So this is found in Eber Rabosi. Right. Oris were Rusos a kain hay. He was a kain, and they were an Oris and a Rus, and she's now a grusha. So he pointed to Shlia. Amar Nachman Tana Eber Rabosi. The min Eris and Nifrasa Yeleatzu. We don't need a shliach. He said over here is different. The guy see bad dadi. My kirin zazeb or mizus or kritzus. I see they very clearly are comfortable. They recognize each other's signals, etc. So we have a concern. The laws is privacy, I guess. So the Mishnah and Chavchesim and last Mishnah the Perik Veil and the Modim Lohay Begar the Mashar of a Kaitna. So we already introduced the idea that we can have somebody make it about her kashrus. We said that a katan can do that. The brayse said a katan can do that. So these things we need a gadol to say it, but they can testify. They can testify as a gadol something which they actually witnessed when they were a katan. The testimony is given as a gadol, but the witnessing was as a katan. In general, anytime you would need edus deraisa, we need that they should witness it as a gadol as well. But these are things which are the rabbanans. So, or the more is introduced the idea that if it's something which it's gili milsa ba'alma, it's there's no way a person would say this. It's very easily refutable. So as a gadol, they recognize that they wouldn't come and say this that this is true as a katan. Unless they were very confident that this was the reality. So these were going to rely on them. I recognized my father's signature, even though I only saw him sign something as a kata. Or Zek Shav Yodah Shal Rebbe. Zek Shav Yodah Shal Ochi. So any one of those would be believed, even though he only witnessed his brother sign something. Or his Rebbe signed something as a kohen when he was a katan. Zachar Yisi Beplonius Shayotza Behinuma Veresha Prua. Even though it's a question of collecting money, which clearly we need Eidus Deraisa. He says, I remember clearly, vividly, as a katan, seeing this woman go out with the simonim, which we had at the beginning of the parak, which indicated that she was a psula. Now, he's divorcing her many years later. The question was, did she get married as a psula, and therefore he owes her 200 for the psula, or as not as a psula, he only owes her 100. Well, I saw she went out with the veil, with her hair being a perua, that indicates that the nesuin took place when she's a psula. So he wouldn't, even though he's, since it's something which that he would not say this as a gadol unless he was extremely confident, because it's something which could be verified otherwise. I remember when we were classmates that they used to take so and so out to be toivol, to be able to go home to eat truma. So, you know, every day before lunch, they take him out to the mikvah, you know, right? So he must be a kayin. This person is a known kohen. I remember so and so getting a portion together with us in the garden of truma. But Malkam is at Beis HaPras. This area is an area called Beis HaPras, which is in the Rabbanon of Tuma. Beis HaPras is, well, the more uses the language of the standard phrase of Beis HaPras is a case where there was a, we know that there was somebody buried in a field, you know, and we know where it is, but somebody improperly went and plowed the field. So there's a concern that maybe in the plowing process, some of the bones of the mace were spread out throughout the rest of the field, which would now generate a din of tuma. It's also used to an area designated for that because our masakin up to a certain distance, we have to consider the possibility of tuma. There's the Mishnah says we could also use to refer to a place where they were gathered together as they were on the way to bearing the mace to use it for hespedim, that the Mor is going to bring that case in a second. Or vatkano yino boyim b'shabbos. This was the tchum. I know that we would always stop and not go beyond a certain point. This person had travel rights, exit rights through the field. So Reuben has a field and Shimon has a field next to it, and Shimon's field has access to the main road. And Reuben had bought the rights to travel through it, and this is where it was placed. So that he's not named to say that. Or Maimed and Misbid, how you the point even welcome is that? And that this was the place that they would gather for Hespedim on the way to Kvura, which would then, this would become a designated area, which, once that designated for the purpose, the owner loses rights over the field. So he doesn't have the power to say that. Okay. Zakrashi, Zak Savior Shal Abu. Makayim and Ashtar Alpiv, and we can Makayim the Shtar based on the testimony that the Gadol is saying and what he witnessed as a Katan. Alpish Ameis Obi Boidze Katan, even the father died when he was a child. So any knowledge of signatures must have taken place by witnessing it as a Katan. It's okay. She has been Numa. Usim and Shanis is Psula. That indicates that her Nesuan was done and she was a Psula. Usuas and Messiah, Kirin and Bereish Pirkei. Yesterday's a savor, because you know, lemaid them tonight is a base rabbi. We were children learning with the rabbi. Kulu first time in one verse explain why does he have them on us? Is it Tumah Trumah Drabanan? Is it because it's to give them a sabalma? More we'll talk about that. So, Abba ain't them on in these two cases, he's not believed. They say he has a derech, or that there was a mokim mispaid. The fukim a minor who? He's come to him by Timama. So we need a fully validated, which is not sufficient that a person can witness it as a kata. Maybe he witnessed it improperly, incorrectly, or he assumed things, so we can't allow him to testify as a god or what he saw as a kata. You're going to ask me, we believe the kata to Moti Mami by the case of the Ksuva. Over there, the Rav supports the right to collect, Rashi says.
But, I mean, you still have Hamot Mechaber all of Araya. I mean, Chazak is strong enough to be Moti Mama?
That's an interesting question. So Roiv, there's a machlokes in Rav and Shmuel whether Roiv is strong enough to motzi mamon. Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. We pass him like Shmuel. And Hocham mamon arka Roiv. But something which would have a status of a chazaka, it's a Roiv which is so common that it has the power of a chazaka. The Gemara does say this motzi mamon. Chazaka that person enem prayer manoi. So Reuben comes with a star on the day that the debt is due, and he comes and says, Reuben comes the day that is without a star and comes to collect the money. Shimon says, I paid back to Osmanoi. So we say, you didn't pay back. It's not true. You're lying and pay. If you admit to the choy, you're just saying that you paid back to Osmanoi. See, if the more he gets involved, what about he has a miga? Could have denied there was a chayv. So the more says that's a soft. But in case he has no miga, there was Adam that there was alone. His only argument is parati. People don't pay tosman. So it's a roiv. The nature of people is not to pay tosman, but it's a very compelling roiv. It's motzi mamon, the more he says. So Tosha says, it's more babasad of hay. Tosha Hamabay says that not all chazakas are equal. Some chazakas will be motzi mamon, some will not. What? Okay. They didn't have ribbis on them.
When he's trying to testify that she's puzzled, that she's, you know, that she went out with Rosha Perua.
That's not puzzled. That's a raya that she was a basula.
Basula. Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mine would have misspelled. Now you send Rashi. Rashi says that sometimes you get to change a bays and a pay. Okay. And if we pronounce our saf and our samach properly, you also wouldn't have a difference. Actually, there's a difference in the pronunciation between the two of them. A saf is a sound. You don't. It's just through the tongue. And a samach, you use your teeth. But most people aren't makbet on that. And slightly different sounds. But, okay, Maimon and Misbeid. You look at the Rishonim talk about that the difference, you know, different letters where they come out of. Then they say a sof and a sama come from different parts of the mouth. Maimon and Misbeid. Malcolm, are you Lakan? There was a place over here, the Haspin Mesa, where they would gather to say Hespeid and for Mesim. Because of course, when they were taken to the cemetery, Shaloi, Lasa Shoma Modus and Meshavis, or they would do the process Shoshin Hayosin Shiva Mase, which we do the stopping and the starting, etc. So that's how they would do it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukar and Imanim look a sinel ben Masnisa. There is a Tana who argues, but it's not part of the Mishnah of the Brisa. There is, it's quoted in the Brisa. It's not going on these cases. There are other cases mentioned in the Brisa, and that's what he's responding to. That's why it doesn't make sense in the Mishnah. Okay. Omer of Hunabreda of Yeshua. So this halacha that he's naming to be meyid is all in conjunction with Hushiesh Gadol Imoy. The other aid is a Gadol. Okay, fine. So it means there's two Adam testifying. One of them witnessed everything as a gadol, witnessed and is testifying as a gadol. Another one is testifying as a gadol, but he witnessed it as a katan. So we're going to allow this leniency only for one of the two Adam. Zomar b'tzricha. The three cases in the Mishnah are Aviv, Rabbi, and Ach. The issue of Mishum Neshkiach Kebe, that's a very, it's a constant thing for him to see with his father, so we assume that he really recognizes the signature. Abu Rabba Loi, but that the Rebbe, which is the occurrence of recognizing the Rebbe's signature is less, I would not have assumed that. No, even a Rebbe. Yeshvin and Rabbi, Mishum De Isle, Aims of the Rabbi. So he has to commit this to memory. And so he saw it, and we say that he really committed well to memory, and he has a right to recognize it now. It's a part of the awe of the Rebbe, would say that he sees something of the Rebbe, he takes it very seriously, and he would commit it to memory. Aviv, I would say, well, maybe he doesn't necessarily have that same type of awe of his father, and he didn't commit it to memory. These two, each one has an argument why he should be believed. But a brother, which you have no reason to say that he necessarily took this very seriously and really, really recognized it, neither because he would see it regularly or because he has awe from the aim from him. Tamash Malon, Kiman, the Kiyam Shtaris Mirabanan, he knew Rabbanan, Mirabanan. The whole thing is Rabbanan, Mirai, so you don't need Kiyam Shtaris. So Chazal have a right to accept this testimony. Zakrashi, Shkikabe, he sees the father. He was with the father constantly. So he would see the father's signature and recognize it. We assume that even though he's a katan, he really, really saw and recognized and committed to memory how his father writes, how his father signs. Kiyam Shtaris Mirabanan, like we said before, the Minarais Elabin and Kiyam. Domerish Lakish, like we had before, we don't need to validate the signatures. We have an halachic assumption. Just by the fact that the virtue of the fact that they're signed gives it the weight as if they testified in Bezdin. Hemnu Rabbanan bi Rabbanan. V'davrish shahumi divreyem. So much the whole requirement is Rabbanan. The Chacham have a right to give accept his testimony. Allowing a person to testify what he saw as a katan really should not be acceptable. A person has to witness it as a kosher and testify as a kosher. But so if you would allow it, means the chomer are being oikar the requirements of edus of the Torah. The answer is you're not being oikar minotar because you don't mean minotar, you don't need it. They required edus and they said we'll accept such an edus. So that's acceptable, but in case you need it, it's the rice under the rice level, for them to accept it means they're going to be going and against the requirements of the Torah, I mean, Oikar, Dharma, and the Torah, they wouldn't do that.
What if they just wrote Achiv?
Sorry?
The Mishnah, but if you just had the case of Achiv.
Pashas, you would say Lozu Avstu, that the Derech of Tana is the right. Achiv should tell you everything. But Loizu Apsu. So the Gemara, my time. Sorry, Zchar Yisiv Plani Shayotze Binuma Bereshah Pruah. I remember how they took her out to the Suin in a way which indicates that she's a Basula. My time. Even the Roy Blasham Basula is Nisus. So why would we accept this? Betzim, we have a Roy. So therefore, Gili Musabama, all you're doing is just clear, giving public testimony to the reality, which we assume was there anyway. So, Krasha Gili Musabama, you don't really need an Adis over here because that's our assumption to start with. The requirement of Adis was the Farsim she ate said didn't Lord believe Gimgum. We want to give it a clarity that nobody should question why we decided so, which we should have. And so the requirement of Adis over there is not your regular requirement of Adis. Okay. So it's interesting, you know. You learn the first sugya in the parak, and the Gemara introduces this idea of Rav Moshe Masulis Nisus. The Gemara doesn't say that the pshat in the Mishnah is Kugilim and Sabalmah. So you learn the whole parak to find out the pshat in the first Mishnah that the requirement of Vedas over there wasn't a full regular requirement of Vedas. The Ritera are Niyim B'Makam Echad, Rashim B'Makam Acher. So we know that they would take so and so out through the base of Sefer to go out and eat truma. So Moshe says that. So how do you know he's a Kohen? But don't have a Kohen who? Maybe he wasn't a Kohen, but he was an Eved Kohen. This would support Rishu ben Levi's din of Rishu ben Levi. Also, the other Mishilam and his Abdu Torah. You can't. Eved Kohen wouldn't be going to Beis HaSefer. You're not allowed to teach him Torah. The Mor says, okay, but below that's true. But Tanya. So now the Bryce is going to discuss if we see interactions between the master and the Eved, which would normally not take place between him and an Odin and an Eved, is that a raya that he freed him? So Mor is going to bring a Bryce.
But the Eved is chai b'mitzvos, generally speaking.
Correct. The same way, you would teach in the house. You would teach them the law because they have to know. But you wouldn't send them to learn Torah.
So when you say it's also to teach them Torah, it means it's in an organized, formal, non, as more theoretical.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I can't say that I was ever mavar this halacha l'maisa. Okay, but Tanya, the Bryce is like this: Lo by men or rabbi, the master borrowed money from the Eved. So the question getting out right now is maybe he's been freed. So he's an erstwhile Eved, and now he's a freed man, and the math and the relationship is free man to free man. And he's borrowing from him. But she saw rabbi up in Chopis. He appointed him the overseer over his property. We see him wearing tefillin, and the rabbi is seeing that. We gave him an aliyah. So these are not sufficient proof that he's been freed.
What's the issue with tefillin?
An Eved is not chayav in tefillin. So the fact that this Eved is going in the presence of the master, putting on tefillin, and that being comfortable to do it, and the master is not stopping him, it should be indicated that he's freed him. Because otherwise, why are we putting on tefillin?
Is that because tefillin is nighttime?
Correct. I think there's also a cheshbon I'm not sure. There's a cheshbon. I seem to recall something a cheshbon. He's not supposed to wear. Rashi says over there in Gittin, not supposed to wear tefillin because he has to have Amos Rabbi Olav, right, when he wears tefillin. His only thing, he only have Amos of Kodesh Baruch. I'm not sure that that's correct. Okay. So we see that this person is reading the reading of the Torah is a process of limud Torah. The tikkana of kriyas Torah was because of the requirement of limud Torah. So we have to guarantee people should learn something. So we were misakin that they should read from the Torah on a regular basis. He's not chayiv in Talmud Torah, so why would he be reading from the Torah? So Mor says the husband the ikri Eved midaita. The Eved went up, so the fact that the master didn't stop him doesn't prove anything. He kamrinan. What we're saying over here is the konoig be minig bonim, that you know we're bringing him regularly to learn Torah. You know we're dealing with him as if you would be dealing with a young child who was not an Eved. That's where we have an indicator that he must be. He's a real kohen. So you would not do that with an Eved. Little lechel b'tshuma. So now, okay. So we're taking away the problem of Eved kohen. Why is he believed to testify to be matched to this person? The truma. The mercy of b'tshuma the rabbanon. This nemanus that we're going to allow a person who witnessed it as a katan to now testify about it as a gadol. So. we have this, and we learn Sanhedrin. The more it discusses an idea that you need tichlosa, that edus requires tichlosa b'sefer b'kashrus. So the discussion over there was if he witnessed it as a relative, and now he was a relation through marriage. Now he's no longer related through marriage. Can he testify for that erstwhile relative? So he's a brother-in-law, and now his wife died, so he's no longer his wife. He divorced his wife. He's no longer related to this person, but he witnessed it as a brother-in-law, which is possible. So the Mishnah says he can't. You need to close the Mishnah with a kosher. You need to witness it as a kosher and to testify kosher. Over here, we're going to he was witnessing as a katan. Chubadrabanan, that's why we allowed it. Excuse me. Tirashi, top of the page. Apachopis, Moshe the Chosef, Beyadah Lahachnez Lahitza the Skarag. He made him the person fully with full powers, sweeping powers, controlling the properties. So all of these are not indicators that he's been freed. We don't argue the following logic. Elav the Shacharei, had he not freed him, he wouldn't borrow from him. He would not allow him to act like a freed man. We don't say that. No, he said, we see that an Eved learns. Some more answers that learn on an ongoing basis regularly, like that wouldn't take place. Truman Rabbanon, again, Truman's Chutz La'aretz. Either we're talking about Truman not in the areas which are not Eretz Yisrael, which Chazal around the lands close by to Eretz Yisrael, Chazal Masakin, Mirabbanon, there's a din Truma. Or Paris, Truma Paris of not the Minarais, it's only Tirosh, Yitzer, and Dagon. So the produce of grapes or olives or the five pieces of grains, all other trumas derabanan. Sheheninu lahani lachilo apiyam. We always accept this type of testimony to let him eat truma derabanan based on this testimony. But the truma derais, we're not going to allow. Let's the next piece. So Mor says, so we have the same questions we had before. Well, how's the proof with the Kohen? Maybe he's an Eved Kohen. So Tanan, we have a Raya from our Mishnah. We don't give an Eved a portion by the Gurin when they're dividing out the portions. We don't give an Eved a portion. We give the master a portion, and the master can give the Eved to eat. We don't give in case where he's a known Eved. Right now, there's not any problems. He's a known Eved. We can't give him a portion. Elon Kain Rabbi Imoy, unless the master is there, and that's clear to everybody, the relationship of a master to an Eved, so we're not going to mistakenly think he's a Kohen. Why? Because we're afraid if we do that, the people who will see it will conclude he's a Kohen, and then there's problems with that. The Tanya, we have a machlokes tanoim about this. Our mission is going in the opinion that we don't give chalukah to the Eved. Ein chalukah l'chum l'Eved olam kin rabbi imoy dibur of Yehuda. The Brisa says that Yehuda says the Eved can't get his own portion unless the master is there, and it's clear what's going on. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, now the case over there was a case where the wife of a Kohen and the Shifcha of a Kohen both became pregnant, and they gave birth, and the children got confused. So we're not sure which child is a Kohen, which child is an Eved Kohen. So both of them are right Truma. So the question is, did any one of them go to the Gurin and get his own portion? So Judah says, no, because the only way we're not sure, he might be an Eved Kohen. So the only way they get a portion, both show up together. So clearly, one really is now, one is the son of the, now he's the man, now he's the Odin, he's the master, and one is the Eved. Rashi says, no, Yachalu loymer. She yamer im kaina need tenuli bishalatz. You have a kaina need tenuli bishorabi. He says, no, I have a right to eat it, so give me a portion. So, but you see the Rabbi Yossi is allowing an Eved Kohen to get his own portion. So the Brisa continues and says that they're not really arguing. And the difference is like this. So Rabbi Yehuda's place, the fact that a person ate Shuma was accepted as testimony that he's a kosher Kohen and he would now have all the marriage rights of a Kohen. So if you're going to give him a portion of his own, people will assume he's a Kohen. So, and then you're creating Yichus issues. In Bereshit's place, they didn't do that anyway, so there's no reason why an Eved Kohen can't get. If a person who's not known to us, his status, comes in and wants to get married, so Bezim would verify that he's a kosher, he's not a mamzer, etc., whatever it is, before we let him marry. Well, I have testimony that I got truma. So obviously if I got truma, it means I'm a kosher kohen. If I'm a kosher kohen, I don't have yichus problems. So is that a valid proof? So in Rabbi Yehuda's place, they accepted that testimony. In Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't. So Rabbi Yehuda's place, we see a person getting a portion, we're going to say, wow, it must be Zakayan, and then that's going to be Yifa's problem. Well, then we can't allow an Eved to get a portion. The Yossi wasn't worried about that. Okay, you know what, let's stop here.